No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Dio Odengbo. He isn't getting the job done. Let's talk about it.
Bend over to your right.
What the f*** was that?
What's up, Bears fans?
People want to hear me talk.
What's going on, Bears fans, and welcome to another episode of the Nicholas Moriano Show. I'm your host, Nicholas Moriano. Make sure to like, subscribe, leave a comment, and of course, share this YouTube channel with all your fellow Bears fans. This is going to be a mini episode, which I haven't done in a little bit here, but I think this is the perfect topic for it. It's all about Dio Odengbo. I think we need to have a serious discussion about the Bears defensive end. So for all the audio listeners, I will put this mini episode also on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, everywhere where you can listen to your podcasts. Again, it's going to be a lot shorter than what I'll typically do, but I just want to have a conversation about Dio. And actually, I'm going to do this. Before we get into that, I do just want to share some quick, just again, quick takeaways from Caleb Williams. I know everybody's talked about him at length at this point. But I did get a chance to, one, rewatch the entire game from the TV broadcast, but also really watch the All-22. And I know I put out a tweet on, what was it, that Monday or Sunday, whatever it was, but it wasn't as bad as I initially thought it was watching the game live. And maybe some people are already rolling their eyes at that statement there. But I think when you truly watch it, what Ben Johnson wanted him to do early on, and I think kind of test Caleb Williams in a little bit, was get him on the move and make completions. That was something that he had just been missing for whatever reason in recent weeks, throwing passes when he's moving right, moving left. But he was really accurate, actually, in the beginning of that football game. There are some passes that he would like to have back, obviously the interception being the most prominent one. There was also a throw to DJ Moore towards the left sideline late in the game that I thought was high and inside. But I think the biggest thing that I need to see Caleb just be better with is some of those situational aspects that happen throughout a game. Even on his 20 plus run that he had right before the end of the half, where he takes a slide as opposed to running out of bounds, looking back at the transcript of what Caleb said after the game, he said he thought he can get more yards sliding. When you had to burn a timeout, the second one that the Bears had that half, and you know how that all ends up working out with the intentional grounding and having to burn that final timeout and then Cairo Santos being short on the field goal. But that's just one instance, situationally. Then you're looking at backed up in your own end zone, throwing the interception. And the reasoning, or Caleb's explanation for it, he thought it was a good read, but everything you've heard from Ben Johnson after the game, right after the game, back in Baltimore, then after the fact on Monday, was take the check down to Kyle Manunga. So I just need to see him situationally be smarter in those certain opportunities that he has throughout games. And then with the intentional grounding penalties, look, the first one being that choice route with Colston Loveland, he was expecting him to be there. He wasn't. Or actually, I think that would be the second one, if I'm not mistaken, where the Cairo Santos penalty or Cairo Santos missed field goal eventually happened. So yeah, it's on him. He obviously threw the ball, but wanting his receiver tight end to be there, but he wasn't. And then the other one, I thought it was just you don't have DeAndre Swift block anybody when they have this A pressure or gap or pressure through the A gap. I can speak, I swear. And then you're trying to throw a ball as you're being tackled, and you end up getting the intentional grounding. So it's unfortunate. And then the very last play, the offensive play of the game, you know, Caleb's throwing to a spot, expecting DJ to be there. I'm trying to look for my phone here to find exactly where, I don't even know where it's at, but Ben Johnson's explanation of that play, you know, he said it's just one that we just need to complete or something, paraphrasing there, but that still doesn't give us clarification. Was DJ supposed to be on the move still or sit in that zone in the middle? Because obviously Caleb's thrown to a spot, DJ stops in the middle, and then there's, you know, an incomplete pass. I'll try to find that out as I go to Hallis Hall this week, Wednesday and Thursday, get in the locker room, ask some of the players. Declan Doyle's always been someone that I know I can get some clarification on certain plays that happen throughout a game, so I'll make sure to ask him that during Thursday's press conferences. But let's wrap that up. 5 minutes, not too long on the Caleb talk, but I think it was better than people, including myself, perceived it to be right after the game. He just needs to continue it now, right? He needs to continue, one, learning from those mistakes, learning to make the plays that he's supposed to make, and then actually really quickly, Rome, the play on the sideline. I do want to talk to Rome about that in the locker room too, because Caleb maneuvering, trying to get outside the pocket, throwing on the run, accurate ball, and how Rome's trying to catch the football kind of just bounces off his, like, in between chest, his arms, and incomplete pass. But we'll end it at that, because the topic of this video. All right, everybody, we got to take a quick time out here because I have to tell everybody about my friends at Windy City Sports Cards. Of course, they specialize in buying and selling all things related to Chicago sports. So whether you're a diehard fan of the Bears, Bulls, Cubs, White Sox, or Blackhawks, they've got you covered with an extensive selection of sports memorabilia and collectibles. In addition to the Chicago-focused items, everybody, they also offer a vast collection of sports trading cards and memorabilia from your favorite teams and players. So visit their online store to find exactly what you're looking for to complete your collection or to simply discover a new favorite. You can check them out at 312-WindyCitySportsCards.com. That's 312-WindyCitySportsCards.com. And I also have to tell everybody about Triumph Drinks, like Ben Johnson's going to make. You know, things happen this season. You guys made this happen. Triumph Drinks is back for month 3 because of your support. And to celebrate, look, they gave us an even better deal to show you guys some love for supporting the show. When you use the code Nick, N-I-C-K, you actually save 25% off your next order. So Triumph is clean. It tastes amazing. No sugar, no artificial ingredients. So thank you guys for making this happen. Now go enjoy 25% off with the code Nick, N-I-C-K. It's something that we really do have to have a real discussion about. And that's Dayo Odengbo. The Bears, let's look at his contract. 3-year, $48 million man. And just to let you guys know, that's 23rd among edge rushers in total guaranteed money, which is $29,500,000. 22nd in total value at that $48 million. And then here are just some stats for Dayo Odengbo. Dayo is 264th. This is among defensive ends and interior defensive linemen in a metric that PFF has called PRP of 3.0. What is PRP, you might be asking? PRP is a formula that combines sacks, hits, and hurries to how many times they rush the passer. So Dayo Odengbo finished with a 3.0 PRP, 264th among defensive linemen, edges, interior. 264th. And now this is a stat that I know is going to make a lot of Bears fans unhappy, but we got to just full transparency here. Dayo Odengbo this season has 9 total pressures, according to PFF. So that's sacks, hurries, quarterback hits, in 332 total snaps. 1 sack, 9 total pressures. Dominique Robinson, who got injured on the opening kickoff against the Baltimore Ravens.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Not only does Dominique have more sacks, 2-1, but he also is tied with 9 total pressures. But here's the caveat. He's only played 115 total snaps. That is half, that's a little less than half than what Dia was played at 332 compared to 115 defensive snaps. And Dominique Robinson has one more sack, the same amount of quarterback pressures. So if you're at Dia Odengbo, or if you're a Bears fan looking at Dia Odengbo's season up to this point, it is a disappointment. Absolutely a disappointment, especially the money that you gave to this guy. And I think I remember early on, it's the versatility that he has, being inside out, a young pass rusher, can still learn to grow. And that can still be the case. I'm not saying that it isn't, but through week 8, going into week 9 now, Dia Odengbo needs to turn it up. He needs to start playing better, especially because that guy I just mentioned earlier, Dominique Robinson, is going to be out for a couple of weeks with a high ankle sprain. You just lost Shamar Turner, who's starting to get more reps at the edge position, ACL, done for the season. The Bears will get Austin Booker back, but Dia Odengbo is supposed to be the complement to Montez Sweat. And you're still, I think, most Bears fans would say they'd want to see more out of Montez, but it's been more than what you've seen out of Dia, no doubt about it. And just looking at his pass rush performances in the 8 weeks, 7 games that the Bears have played this season, that one sack that he got was against the Minnesota Vikings on Monday Night Football. Got the one sack. And actually, after that game, I remember feeling pretty encouraged by Dia Odengbo. You like the hustle that you saw in that game, just staying with plays. He played the run pretty well, setting the edge. But ever since then, Dio's impact has, I think, been minimal, if not non-existent, when it came to being a pass rusher. So the second week at Detroit, Bears get blown out, but 0 total pressures against Jared Goff and the Detroit Lions. Really, the Bears defense didn't show up that game, but 0 total pressures. Against Dallas, where you start to see a little bit more of an uptick, he did create 3 total pressures in that one. 1 quarterback hit, 2 hurries. Las Vegas, Raiders, Geno Smith, you're playing him. 0. Not a total pressure, sack, hit, hurry. Nada. Against Washington, against Jaden Daniels, mobile quarterback, he created 2 total pressures, 2 hurries. And then against New Orleans, Spencer Rattler, someone who's also can be mobile at times, 1 total quarterback pressure, and then 0 again against Tyler Huntley. You're left wanting a lot more from Dia Odengbo through the first 8 weeks of this 2025 NFL season. And when I watched him, just watching the All-22 this morning and last night, I don't know what he does well as a pass rusher. And maybe that's being really harsh, but when I'm looking at like go-to moves or how he gets to, what's his plan of attack? I don't know. It's just nothing is glaring to me in terms of like what he's trying to do. And I think that's a problem, because if he's not, and maybe he feels otherwise, but it just didn't, when I was just watching his film, I just didn't see what he was trying to do to win those one-on-one reps. And if you can't get to the quarterback, and, you know, there are times where he set the edge in that game, in that loss to the Baltimore Ravens. Actually, one of his better plays of the game is where he sets the edge, takes on a block, and then is able to tackle Tyler Huntley for a 3-yard loss, which is a good play, but it's just so far in between from one good play into, you know, all the other bad ones. And maybe I butchered saying that, but there's a lot of bad with the minimal good. and you don't get paid the way you do as a defensive lineman if you're not going to rush the passer. He needs to start showing that he can do that. And I get it, there's 10 games left by math right of this 2025 regular season for the Bears. He needs to, he absolutely needs to show up because of one, the injuries that you have on this defensive line, two, to show that he was an investment worth investing in. It's not looking like that at this point. And three, the Bears just need to create better pass rush in general. And he was supposed to be a big part of it. Him, Montez Sweat, Grady Jarrett. You know, Jervon Dexter's actually been creating consistent pressure up to this point, which is good for him to see. But a guy like Dial Dangbo, I know still young, 26 years old, on his second team, former second-round draft pick, number 54 overall. But Bears fans need to see it. I need to see it. This defense needs it. I just don't know. I think it's a great opportunity next week against the Cincinnati Bengals. Whether it's Joe Flacco or Browning, whoever's playing quarterback, guy that's going to be a little bit more stationary. You need to apply pressure, especially knowing that Jamar Chase, T. Higgins, some pass catchers are out there on the outside. You can't allow whoever's playing quarterback to have time to tee off and get completions downfield against a Bears secondary that is hurting at this point. So Dial Dangbo, yeah, a conversation needs to be had because right now he's not getting the job done. And the Bears need to look internally how they can help unlock him. And Dennis Allen needs to be a part of, obviously a huge part of that equation. Because right now, what you're seeing out of a guy that's being paid as much as he is, like I said, the numbers again, 3 years, $48 million, 23rd among edge rushers in total guaranteed money, $29.5 million, 22nd in total value and $48 million for a guy that has 11 total tackles, one missed tackle, so at least he's not missing tackles. Well, if you only have 11 total tackles, there's not a big sample size. 11 stops. And then two penalties. Dio needs to be better. The Bears absolutely need him to increase his level of play as this season goes on, or you're going to have a lot of the same issues that surfaced in the loss against the Baltimore Ravens, where quarterbacks have way too much time, and you're left to try to cover talented receivers downfield with a secondary that just doesn't have the manpower at this point. But guys, that's going to actually do it for this mini episode of the Nicholas Moriano Show. I appreciate everyone for tuning in, listening. Everyone, if you can leave a comment, what do you think about Dial Dangbo? Is there any hope for him? Are you confident that he can turn things around, or is he just going to end up being another one of Ryan Poles' failed signings? I mean, you know, the way things are kind of tracking, there are some failed signings, obviously, in the last regime and plenty to go in this regime as well. So let me know what you think in the comments. And then also just always give me ideas of what I can do in these mini episodes moving forward as we go through this Bears 2025 season. Appreciate everybody. And make sure before you head out after watching this video, leave a like. Like I said, comment. And then this YouTube channel, get the subscribers, you know, numbers going up a little bit. I think I need to be more consistent. Fair enough. But also, I need you guys to just show some love as well, which you always have, but even more as you kind of go through this football season. But that's going to do it for this episode of the Nicholas Moriano mini show. I will catch you guys later this week for a preview episode and any other content that I get from Hallis Hall as I go into the locker room, talk to the players, coaches throughout the week as the Bears prepare for their week 9 opponent against the Cincinnati Bengals. But until then, adios, Bears fans.
Bend over to your right.
What the f*** was that?
What's up, Bears fans?
People want to hear me talk.